Here is Daf Mem Vav, and we're going to begin on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara is going to continue discussing the price that we learned yesterday. Amamar, B'yontif, if rain fell on Yontif, Harein Kragli Kol Odom. The status of the moving of that rain has the halacha as if, like anyone who picks it up on Yontif. Ask the Gemara, Vamai, why do we say this? Likni Shvisa Bukainis. Why shouldn't we say that the rain is Kainis Shvisa, Bena Shmashis, when it was in the Kainis, when it was in the ocean, and it's Bekainis Shvisa in the ocean? And Tysus points out that even according to the Mandama that we learned last week, that said, Ain't tchumim l'malam yasara, that there are no tchumim above 10 tfachim. Still says Tosfos that the rainwater that, so let's say the rain that formed this cloud, that formed this rainwater, is above 10 tfachim, so it wasn't kind of shvisa. So Tosfos answers that all of the ocean, all of the rain in the ocean is considered one big mass of rain. And since it's considered one big mass of rain, it has the halacha of all under 10 tefachim. So that can't be the reason why it's not kainu shvisa. Lema, should we say, the like Rebbe Lezer, that this brisa doesn't follow the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, the Rebbe Lezer, because Rebbe Lezer says, kala oilam kulai me kainu shvisa, all the rain in the world comes from the ocean. Because, as we're saying now, if we hold that it comes from the ocean, it should have been kainu shvisa in the ocean. Answers the Gemara, Om Rav Yitzchak, Hocha ba'avim shnuskash ba'erev yontav askinen. Here we're talking about rain that was gathered in the clouds before Yontif. So they had already evaporated from the ocean before Yontif, and that's why it couldn't be kainu shvisa in the ocean. And Tosfos points out, the man the Omer that argues on Rebbe Lezer and holds that the rain doesn't form from the ocean, holds that it forms from the sky. But even like that man the Omer that it forms from the sky, why do we ask that it should be kainu shvisa in the sky? So Tosfos answers, there was never a havamina that it should be kainu shvisa in the sky. In the ocean, the Gemara thought it could be kainu shvisa, but nobody would ever assume that it could be kainu shvisa in the sky. Answers the Gemara. So the Gemara answers that this rainwater wasn't in the ocean before Yontif, it already evaporated before Yontif. Ask the Gemara, who says that those clouds that we saw before Yontif are the clouds that created the rain? Dilma Hanach Azli, perhaps those clouds that we saw in the sky before Yontif went away, v'hanach achrinim nenu, and these are different clouds, and therefore we should again say that this rain was in the ocean before Yontif and was kainu shvisa before Yontif. And says the Gemara, two terutzim. One terutz is the islay simona begavayu. They have a simon to know that these are the very same clouds on Yontif that were there from before Yontif. Another teretz is, Bibai Seimi, you're right. We can't be sure if this is the same or different. It's have a suffix of rain. So this is a suffix regarding the Darabonin. The issue of Tchumim is Drabonin. The suffix of rain, Lahakal, and wherever we have a suffix of Drabonin, we're Mekel. Now, Tysus asks the question that we know to ask Tysus, that when do we say Sofak Drabbanan Lakula? Not by a thing which is Davash Yesh Lamatirin. Let's explain that for a moment. A Davash Yesh Lamatirin means that something will have, that we have a Shailon, but will be Mutter eventually anyway. So the Gemara says many times, Gemara Masechta Beis says it, Atche Tachlena Be'isser Tachlena Be'heter. Instead of having a Shaila and maybe eating it when you're not supposed to eat it, don't have a Shaila, wait till it's not a Shaila and then you could eat it. So, and there, we never say the concept of Sofik Drabbanan L'kula. Or there we don't say something is bottled. So as Tosfos, here the rainwater too. Yes, now we don't know if this rainwater was in the ocean before Yontif or was in the sky before Yontif. But So that's why we're makel, because we say perhaps it was already in the sky. But even if it was already in the sky, why should we be makel if we have a shayla? Let's wait for after Yontif, and we won't have a shayla. So Tosfos answers that by Erev, we're makel. Tosfos says, by Hilchos Erev, we're makel, and even something which is a Dovashesh Matirin, we are makel on. So there's a beautiful piece of Noida Behuda on this. The Noida Behuda says that when do we say the concept that a Dovish Yesh Lematirin is not bottle? We say that concept, says the Noida Behuda, when it's something I'm going to eat. Since it's something I'm going to eat, so I only could eat the Gemara Masechta Beya, an egg that was born on Yontif. The halacha is it's also to eat on Yontif. Let's say this egg gets mixed up with other eggs. Even if that egg is bottle, we say it's a Dovish Yesh Lematirin. Wait till after Yontif and eat it without any shaylus. Says the Noda Behuda, that's on something I'm going to eat, because you can eat only you can eat something only once. So if you can eat it only once, eat it beheter, don't eat it beisr. Asks somebody to Noda Behuda, but something which I'm going to use, the Noda Behuda says, dear, I don't say the concept of Dovish Yesh Lematirin. Why? Then he explains very nicely. Because if I want to use something, and I want to use it again, so there, I can't say, I want to use it now, and I want to use it again. And even if it's a Dovish Yesh Lematirin, it's bottle, and I'm makel by the Rabbanan. So ask the person to Noda Behuda, ask the shoyl to Noda Behuda. Here we're talking about rainwater, which can be reused. It's not being, and yet Tosfos applies the concept of Dovish Yesh Lematirin. So Noda Behuda answers, you're right, my concept isn't correct according to Tosfos. Rav Avadya Yosef quotes a Tshuvas Shailos, a Tshuvas Amudei Eish, and he says that Tosfos, Noda Behuda, and Tosfos are going to have to learn that we're talking here about rainwater which they want to drink. So again, since they want to drink this rainwater, so even according to Noda Behuda, we have the concept and we have Tosfos' teretz that it's a be'erev they were makel. Now the Gra uses this Gemara to prove a halachic point. The Gra says that we learned that the Rambam paskins like the Yerushalmi that although Tchumim is the Rabbanan, the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is a Doraisa. Says the Gra, from our Gemara, we see that, not like the Rambam, because in our Gemara, the Gemara just said that Tchumim is a Sofik, the Rabbanan. Now, if Tchumim of Yud Gei's Mil is a Deraisa, why is the Gemara calling it a Sofik, the Rabbanan? The Paiskim say a number of reasons why our Gemara will not necessarily disprove the Rambam's Psak. For one, they say that our Gemara is on Yontif. It could be that even the Rambam that holds that Chumim of Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa will agree that on Yontif it's only the Rabbanim. Furthermore, perhaps this Psak that Chumim of Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa doesn't apply to Kalim. It only applies to the person himself. Our Gemara isn't talking about the person himself. Our Gemara is talking about water, which has the status of the Kalim of a person, not the person himself. The Noda Behuda says that perhaps, since we're talking in a yam, the rainwater is near a yam or in a kafif, which is a karmelus. As we said when we began learning this perek, we said that the Rambam holds that in a yam, in a karmelus, there never is tchum d'oraisa. So perhaps that's why our Gemara could say that Tchum is a Drabonin, even according to the Rambam, because we're talking that it's in a Karmelis. In a Karmelis, everybody agrees that Tchumim is Drabonin. The Stipler asks, how could the Gemara call this a Sofik Drabonin? Stipler says that we have a klal in all of Shas that what is considered a Sofik Drabonin? A Sofik Drabonin is something that we don't know what happened because of a halachic suffix, not because of a suffix of a chesaron yediyah, suffix that's a lack of knowledge. This suffix is a chesaron yediyah. We don't know when this cloud was formed. That's not called a legitimate suffix. So the Stipel says a suffix, even if it's a suffix chsaron yediyah, but it's a suffix that everybody has, this suffix is considered a regular case of suffix, and we therefore could be mekel. Ask the Gemara, fine. It wasn't knoin the shvisa in the ocean, because it might have been already in the clouds, this water from before Yontif. Or belik the shvisa b'oven, so it should be kind of shvisa in the clouds. Tiv shmino. Why will I say it's not kind of shvisa in the clouds? Because I'll say ain't tchum l'malam yud. There are no tchumim above 10 tfachim, and the clouds are obviously above 10 tfachim. The yesh tchumim, because if tchumim apply above 10 tfachim, likni shvisa above him. Why isn't kind of shvisa in the clouds? Says the Gemara, l'olam emlach, really I'll tell you, yesh tchumim. There are tchumim even above 10 tfachim. So why isn't this water kind of shvisa in the clouds? Maya be'iva mivli bliya. Water in the clouds is not considered to be in existence at the start of Yontif, because they're only absorbed in the clouds. They're not really a separate entity, and that's why they're not kainah shvisa. Ask the Gemara, fine. You've solved one problem, but you've created another one. Yes, they can't be kainah shvisa because they don't really exist. But now we have another problem. Koshkein, the rainwater should certainly be asked to be used on Yontif then. The Havlei Noilid, because it's considered Noilid. Something which is created on Yontif is a form of Muksa and Aser. Ask Taisus, that we in Masech the Shabbos learnt many times, that the Halacha is like Rav Shimon, that doesn't hold of Noilid. So, maybe Al Gemara is according to Rav Shimon. So Taisus answers that even Rav Shimon will agree to this Noilid. When doesn't Rav Shimon agree to Noilid, says Taisus? Something that was partially in creation, it got formed more on Yontif. But rainwater, which wasn't in creation at all before Yontif, and now comes into creation, says the Gemara, says Taisus, Rav Shimon will agree to the concept of Noilid, and is awesome. In fact, Taisus points out, that's the difference between rainwater and juice in a fruit. Juice in a fruit, Taisus points out, is not considered noilid, even though it was in the fruit, and now I'm extracting it to the fruit. Taisus has a great proof. Taisus says that if juice came out of a fruit itself, on its own, on Shabbos or Yontif, you're not allowed to drink it. Why? Because the Gemara said it, we're going to let you drink this juice, you may come to squeeze a fruit on Shabbos or Yontif. If this is considered noilid, says Taisus, what do I have to say to Gzeru Shem Yitzchad? Says Taisus, juice in a fruit is not noilid, but rain in the cloud should be considered noilid. So, before we go further, let's just speak for a moment about noilid. Here the Gemara says that rainwater is not considered noilid. El mayibi of him mained noilid. The problem is not that the water is not in existence. The water is in existence. The problem is that the water is not in a stationary position. Meaning noyed, it moves around, it's in motion, and that's why it's not kind of shvisa. That's why rainwater that falls on Shabbos or Yontif, there is no problem of noyed. What about snow? Snow is machloikis Ramosha and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Ramosha says that snow is muksa. He says rain exists from before. It just comes out of the cloud. That's why it's not noilid. Snow only gets formed shortly before the snow begins to fall, and therefore was created on Shabbos or Yontif, if it fell on Shabbos or Yontif, and will be noilid. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach disagrees, and he says that there is no concept of noilid on snow. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach does say that the water that's formed from the humidity that leaks from an air conditioner, or the water that forms on the windows from the vapor on a cold day, or water of ice that forms on the sides of a refrigerator freezer, he will agree are considered noilid. So now the Gemara is saying, why isn't this water a problem that it was kind of shvisa? Because it was in a state of motion. Says the Gemara, hash dos lahachi, that was saying that something that's in a state of motion is not koina shvisa, a kindness nami leilik shalach. We no longer have a problem why the water that was in the kindness from before Yontif should have been koina shvisa. Why? Because Mayim Bekainis Nami Meidenayit, the water in the ocean is also in a state of motion. It isn't Kainis Shvisa. The Tanya, and so we tackle learned in a Braisa, Nahoris HaMoshchin, Lamainas HaNoivim, flowing streams and gushing, flowing streams and gushing springs, Haran Karagla Ke'odim, are treated like the person who picks it up in Yontif. They're not Kainis Shvisa before Shabbos and Yontif, because they're in a state of motion. The Rashba asks, if we're saying now that anything that's in a state of motion from before Yontif is not Kainis Shvisa, so yes, we learned at the beginning of our parak the story of a person on a boat, and they were Kainis Shvisa on the boat. So yes, how could it be Kainis Shvisa on the boat? The boat is in motion. So Rashba says that the story of the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak was that the boat was not in motion. The boat was standing still. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ah Halacha, however, says differently. He says, even if the boat is in motion, that the boat is in motion, but the person is not in motion. He quotes the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Tesam Beis. The Gemara says that Svina Menech Naicha, the boat is sitting, Umayuhu the Kamazgitus, it's the water that moves it. Here too, maybe the boat is in motion, but the person is standing still, and it's the person's status that we're thinking about if he's Kainis Shvisa on a boat or not. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Halach is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that a sleeping person does have a tchum and not just talit amos. He has a tchum of 2,000 amos. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Beferish Milach. Did you hear Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement explicitly? Amar Chlolish Milach. Or did you only hear it from a general principle Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said and extrapolate it? Amalei, so he said, Beferish Mili. I heard it expressly. Says the Gemara, my klala, what is this klal that the Gemara is referring to, that the Gemara wants to say that that was what he referred to? Says the Gemara, Dom Rav Shubin Levi, Rav Shubin Levi says, Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Be'erev. The halacha is like that Mekel Be'erev. So since Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is the Mekel, that's why Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Be'erev. That's why we could pass on Rav Shua ben Levi. Ask the Gemara, V'tati Lamli, why do we both have to say, why do we have to say that the Halacha is Kedivri HaMekel Be'erev, and also have to say that the Halacha is like Rav Shua ben Rav Yochanan ben Nuri? If we say that the Halacha is Kedivri HaMekel Be'erev, obviously the Halacha is like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Am Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira says, I had to say both statements. Tzrichi. Diyashmin alok Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. If I would have only said alok to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, have a mina bein lekula bein lechumra. I would say, I pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, whether it comes out of kula or chumra. Because as we explained, by passing like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, yes, we have a kula. That what is the kula that the person has 2,000 amas, not just 4 amas. But as we learned, we also have a chumra. What is the chumra? The chumra is that heftzei hefker kainis shvisa, that whatever a chayfetz that's not owned, that's ownerless, is before Shabbos Yotam, when it is beit hashmashos, that's where it's kainis shvisa. According to Rabbanon, heftzei hefker are not kainis shvisa, and heftzei hefker have the halacha that they have the tchum of the person who picks it up on Shabbos Yotam. That's why kamash malach kedivrei mekel be'erev. That's why we have to say the halacha is kedivrei mekel be'erev, to teach us that we paskin always lekula, and when paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri will be a chumra, then I won't paskin like him. Asks Tosfos, how can we paskin two piskei halacha that contradict each other? Here we're going to tell you that by a person we're going to treat him like he has 2,000 amos, and here we're going to say that by hefti hefker they're not kainis shvisa. So Tosfos answers that these two piskei halacha actually don't necessarily contradict each other. Why don't they contradict each other? Tosfos says the reason that a person is kainis shvisa wherever he is before Yontif, Tosfos explains, is because since he potentially could be Koine Shvisa when he was up. That's why he's Koine Shvisa wherever he is before Yom Tov. The reason Hefti Hefti and not Koine Shvisa is because Chayfetz, an object, doesn't have that ability. So that's why these two Piskei Halacha don't contradict each other. And since they don't contradict each other, we could take both Piskei Halacha at the same time. Ask the Gemara, V'leim Halacha Gidrei Mekel Be'eriv. Why don't we just say that the Halacha is like the Mekel Be'eriv? Halacha Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri Lamali. Why do we also have to say the Halacha is like Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri? Just say that the Halacha is like the Mekel, and we'll always paskin Lekula. Answer the Gemara Itzruch. We have to say both. Sakadata Chamina, I would have thought that when are we Mekel? Hanimili Yochid B'makim Yochid. When there's one Yochid arguing against another Yochid, so Be'erivin, we're Mekel. The Rabbin Makom Rabbin, or there's a lot of people arguing against a lot of people. Avol Yochid B'Makom Rabbin, if there's a dispute between one person and a Rabbin, even by Ervin A. Maloya should say that we should paskin like the Rabbin, and therefore I should not paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri when he's Mekel, because the Chachom disagree with him. That's why we have to teach us. No, we always go L'Kula B'Ervin, like the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe explained. Chazal told us that by Ervin we should always be Mekel. The Paiskim want to explain they did it really to protect Shabbos, because they were concerned that if we're going to be Mekel by Tchumim, or we're going to be Machmir by Tchumim, we Machmir by Erev Tchumim, it may lead to other, to desecration of Shabbos. If a person feels that he's so locked in that he can't go anywhere, he may come to be Mechal Shabbos. That's why Chazal were Mekel by Ervin. The Shaila the Paiskim ask is, when we say Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'erev, how far do we apply this? For example, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Do we also apply this, because the Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'erev is not only Be'erev Tchumim, it also applies, as we will see in Amud Beis, to Erev Chatzeres. So will the same then apply to Mechitzas? If we have a Shaila, if something is considered a Mechitza or not, will we also say Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel? It's a machlokes hapaiskim. Some say we do say it, and some say we don't. Another question is, when the Gemara says now, Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'erev, what does that mean? Does that mean that only as far as the Shaila of Yochid B'Makom Rabbim, a Rabbim B'Makom Yochid, that's where I'm going to say Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'erev? But let's say there are other klolim in Psak that will we still follow the rule of Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'erev, or maybe for other Piskei Halacha there I won't follow Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'erev. For example, the Bach says that, let's say we have a situation in Shas where we have an Aboya, we have a Shaila regarding Hilchas Ervin, and the Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila. There the Bach says it isn't appropriate to say Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'erev, because Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'erev, the Bach explains, is possible to say that if I have two Piskei Halacha, so Chazal told us go with the Psak that's Lekula Be'erev. But when we have a Shaila that wasn't answered, that's not a situation where we have two Piskei Halacha. That's a situation of an Abaye that has no answer, and there maybe we should be Machmer. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rav L'Abaye. So Rav says to Abaye, Michti, let's try to understand what we're learning here. Mali Yochid B'Makom Yochid, Mali Yochid B'Makom Rabbim. Erevin is a Drabonim. So as we know, the Klal is Sofik Drabonim L'Kula. So what's the difference if it's a Yochid against the Yochid, or it's a Yochid arguing with a Rabbim? Amalei Papa Rabbonim. So our Papa says to Rava, U'Rabonim L'Shani Lon Ben Yochid B'Makom Rabbim. And a Drabonim, you don't differentiate between as a Yochid against the Rabbim, L'yachim makom yachid, L'yachim makom rabbim, V'tanan. The Mishnah says in Masechta Nida, we know that if a woman sees dam, the halacha is that she's tameh. What happens if a woman sees dam, but she doesn't know when this dam came? So the Mishnah Masechta Nida says, we have to be concerned that the dam came within the last 24 hours, but she wasn't aware of it, unless she had specifically checked herself and seen that she was clean. In other words, under normal circumstances, if a woman sees that she had bled and she doesn't know when the dam came, we say that she either saw it within the last 24 hours or the last time she checked herself, whichever is shorter. Says the Mishnah Masechta Nida, Nav Zayin, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Kol Isha Sh'avra Leha Shalosh Onos, a woman that went through 3 periods of 30 days, that means 90 days, which she had not seen dam, Dayashata. If she bleeds, then we don't have to be concerned that she saw dam within the last 24 hours. Betanya, Maisav Osir Rebbe Rebbe Elazar. There was a story where Rebbe once acted according to Rebbe Elazar. Lacha Shinesker, after he remembered, and we'll see soon what that means, Omer Kedai Rebbe Elazar Lisbech L'Abishas Etchak. It was a time, as Rashi explains, of famine, and therefore we could rely on him in such a situation. So now Rapapa explains, Mai La'acha Shinesker, what does this mean after he remembered? Ilay Malach Shinesker Dayan Alok Rebbe Elazar El Krabonin, doesn't mean after he remembered that the Alok doesn't follow Rebbe Elazar, but it follows the Rabonin. So ask him, Abishas Etchak, Heichi Ovid Kavasei. How could he just rely on him because it was Shasat Chak? If that's not the halacha, it's not the halacha. The halacha wasn't established whether it was like Rebbe Elazar Rabbanan. Elachad Shaniska, after Rebbe remembered the lav yochet poligalei, it wasn't just an individual that was arguing Rebbe Elazar. El Rabban poligalei, it was the Rabbanan who were arguing with him. Amma kedai Rebbe Elazar lismach ala b'shasat chak. Still, I could rely on Rebbe Elazar because it's an emergency. So we see that even by the Rabbanon, we follow the majority. This is against what Rava said, that Rava said that by the Rabbanon, we always go Lekula, even when it's a Yachid, B'mokim Rabbim. Like the Sfas Emes explains, the Gemara at this point is understanding that the Halacha Be'eriv is not based because we have a special din that we're always Mekel Be'eriv. Rather, what the Gemara now is learning is that Erev is like every other Drabonim. And that's why the Gemara is asking, if Erev has the same halacha as every other Drabonim, then we have a question, why is the Gemara Mekel even Yochid B'mokim Rabin? Amr Shah Shile Rava. The Gemara challenges Rava again. Family Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak L'Rava. And in the Rabbonins, is there no difference between when a Yochid argues against a Yochid? When a Yochid argues a Rabbim? V'tanya. There's a Braisa that teaches us regarding Hilchos Aveiros. Aveilus. Shmua Kroiv in the Hegeshim Shloisha. Somebody hears about a current report of a death. There's a din of 7 days and of Shiva and Shloishim. Obviously, this is not by parents. Rechoika. But if it's a Shmur Rechaika, the halacha is Ein Nahegas El Yemech, it only applies for 1 day. Eizu Kroiv Veiz Rechaika. What's considered Shmur Kroiv, what's considered Shmur Rechaika? B'tai Shloishim Kroiva. If they heard about the death of these relatives within 30 days of the death, that's considered Kroiva. Lach Shloishim, if they heard about the death after Shloishim, it's Rechaika. Divrei Rebbe Kiva. B'cham Raimrim, Acha Shmur Kroiva, V'acha Shmur Kroiva, whether it's a Shmur Kroiva, whether it's a Shmur Rechaika, Nahega Shiv V'Shloishim. It has the lock of Shiv V'Shloishim. V'am Rabbi B'chanam Rabbi Yoicharon, Kom Mokum Sh'at Moitzi Yochid Mekel. Rabbi Machmirim, wherever you find that the Yochid is lenient, and the Rabbim are Machmir, Halacha Kedivrei HaMachmirim Merubim. We go after the majority, even though we're dealing with a Rabbonin. Chutz Mizu, this case of Avelis is the exception. Sha'api Shabbi Kiva Mekel, even though Rabbi Kiva is the Mekel, the Chom Machmir and the Chom Machmir, still Halach Kedir Rabbi Kiva, the Halach is like Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because Sova like Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Shmuel, Dom and Shmuel, Halach Kedir and Mekel Ba'avel. Ba'avelis we always go Lakula. This is why we see. Ba'avelis who that killer abonin. Ba'avelis there's a special din that we always go Lakula. Abba Alma, in other situations, a feel of the Rabbanan, even if we're dealing with the Rabbanan, Shani, there is a difference, Ben Yochim and Makim Yochid, Ben Yochim and Makim Rabbim, whether it's an individual arguing with an individual, or an individual arguing with a Rabbim. So saying that just because it's the Rabbanan, we should be Mekel, is not good enough. The Gemara in Amr Aleph had asked a question. The Gemara had asked, we have two statements that seem to be, one of them seems to be superfluous. We paskind that halacha k'divrei hamekel be'erif, and we also paskind like halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And we asked, that why do we have to paskind halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri if we already said halacha k'divrei hamekel be'erif? Rapapa says we had to have both statements. Istrich, I would have thought if I only had the statement that halacha k'divrei hamekel be'erif, I would think, when am I mekel be'eruv echetzeiris? Abba ruve tchumim. But regarding Erev Tchumim, Eim Eloi, Vi'ai should be Machmer. Tzricha, that's why I had to say, Alok Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, to teach us that I'm even Mekel by Hilchas Erev Tchumim. I like Rishonim explain, why would I think that Erev Tchumim is more Chumridik? So they explain, because since Erev Tchumim may be Deraisa, as we explained earlier in the Shir, or even if it's not a Deraisa, it has an Asmacht in the Torah, because the Torah says, which we say teaches us the halacha of Erevin, so of Tchumim, so that's why I would think we should be machmer by Hilchas Erevin. Ask the Gemara, Umanot Tamra, where do we see that there's a difference, the Shonilam by Ruve Chetzeres and Ruve Tchumim, that there's a difference between a Ruve Chetzeres and Ruve Tchumim? Says the Gemara to Tanam, because we learned in the Mishnah, Amar Yehuda, Medvar Mamurim, when is there halacha that you can't put down an heir for a person without his consent? Beruvei tchumin, al beruvei chetzeris. But regarding ruvei chetzeris, ma'avim bein ledas bein shloi ledas. That means if one of the neighbors in the house is not there, and we make an heiriv on his behalf, even though he didn't give us any permission. Why? Shizoch lo anu shloi b'fanav. We do a benefit for a person even in his absence. But we don't do something disadvantaged for a person when he's not there. It's like the, before Rashi explains. An Erev Chatzeris is an advantage. The person has nothing to lose by having an Erev Chatzeris. So if I go and I contribute for my neighbor, for the Erev Chatzeris, even though he didn't tell me to and he doesn't know, why not? He has nothing to lose. However, by Ruvei Tchumim, as we've explained many times, the whatever you gain to the side that you make the Erev Tchumim, you lose to the other side. So the Ruvei Tchumim is not a pure schus, so I can't make an Erev Tchumim without permission. So we see that Erev Chatzeris is different than Erev Tchumim. Ask Tosfos the obvious question. So now I'm explaining why Erev Chatzeris, it's not that Erev Chatzeris is different than Erev Tchumim. By Erev Chatzeris, there's a reason why I don't need his consent, and by Erev Tchumim, that reason doesn't exist. So why is the Gemara saying that Erev Chatzeris is more cooler dig than Erev Tchumim? So Tosfos answers, a very big chiddush. Tosfos says that what's going to be the halacha if somebody said, I don't want to contribute to Erev Chatzeris, and one of the neighbors anyway will give for the Erev Chatzeris. Says Tosfos that the Erev Chatzeris will work. On the other hand, says Tosfos, let's say I know that my friend, whoever, would want me to make an Erev Tchumim on his behalf. He might not have explicitly asked me to do it, but I know what he wants it. Still, it wouldn't work. So we see from here, says Tosfos, that Erev Chatzeris, an Erev Tchumim, is not strictly because it's a choiv or schos, it's because there's a halacha. The halacha differentiates between Erev Chatzeris and Erev Tchumim, and that's why the Gemara thinks that maybe that differentiation only applies, maybe the halacha, k'divrei hamekel be'erif, only applies by Erev Chatzeris, not by Erev Tchumim. That's why we had to say explicitly, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Ashi gives us another reason why we had to say halacha k'divrei hamekel be'erif and also say halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Kusaka data chamina, I would have thought, hanimil b'shiur erev, when are we mekel be'erivin? When it's talking about remaining of erev. That means we had an erev put down and already took effect, and now there's a question if that erev is valid or not. So then we say halacha k'divrei hamekel be'erif, we're mekel. But in a case where the Erev might never have been created. Like in the case of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, if a sleeping person is not considered Kohen Shvisa, there was never an Erev in the first place. There, Avot Chiras Erev, where there might never have been an Erev in the first place, Ey Maloy, maybe there I'm not Mekel. That's why we had to say that not only when there's an Erev in existence, am I Mekel, even when there's a Shail if the Erev was ever there, I'm Mekel also. Ask the Gemara, Tamra, where do we see a difference? The Shani Levin Shiur Erev with Tchilas Erev, that there's a difference between an Erev that already exists or an Erev that's only to be created, the Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah, later in the Masechta, that pay. The Med Murim Murim, when is there halacha that there has to be a minimum amount of food put down for an Erev, but Tchilas Erev, for the beginning Erev, for creating an Erev? Aval b'shiur erev, when it comes to the left remainder of an erev, a field kosher, even a minute amount, is going to still be a kosher erev. V'loy amr l'erev chatzeres, and they furthermore required that some food should be left over, even by erev chatzeres, k'day shloy l'shakech teres erev metanukas, so not to cause that children should forget the law of erev. So the way Rashi explains is like this: that really by erev chatzeres, the halacha should be that if I put down a drop of food and no food is left over, it'll still be a kosher erev. Where is there really a requirement that there should be a minimum amount of food? That's regarding eruv tchumim. However, Chazal were concerned that if we're not going to have a minimum amount by erev chatzeres, people won't even have a minimum amount by erev tchumim. But they did make a difference between when an Erev is established versus when the Erev was already established and now we're dealing later on. There, they were making by Erev Chatzeres. And they said that if there was enough food put down by Erev Chatzeres, if afterwards the food is no longer there, it still will be a kosher Erev. So we see there's a difference between the creation of an Erev and an Erev that was created, and now it's just a question if it still should be, if it's still valid. Says the Gemara, Rav Yaakov Rav Zreika Amru, Halach Rabbi Kiva Mechaveri. The Gemara now is going to tell us a number of rules in Pesach Halach when we have a Machloek Kesud of Paskin like. Says the Gemara, we have Rabbi Kiva arguing against one of his colleagues, we follow Rabbi Kiva. But that's only when he's arguing against one colleague. If he's going to be arguing against a group, we won't pass on the Rabbi Kiva. Ukrab Yoisi, however, when Rabbi Yoisi argues, Mechavei Rav, even when he's arguing against a group of people, we're going to pass on like Rabbi Yoisi. Ukrabi and Rabbi, we're going to pass in Mechavei Rav. Again, only when he's arguing against one person, not a group. Lamai Hechel, so what's the practical point of these rules? Rav Asi Amar Halacha. So this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Halacha means that we could publicize and tell everybody that these are halacha guidelines that we should always pass them like. If you'll see a machlek, a Rekiva, and somebody else, we could pass them like a Rekiva. Rekiva, Abba Amma Martin. It means we're inclined towards these Jewish rules. That means in individual cases, we could pass them this way, but we don't publicize that this is a rule always to be followed. Rekiva, Amma Nirin. Means it appears this way. That means we shouldn't really rely upon these rules for deciding a case. However, if somebody did rely on these rules, the decision is not reversed. Koloshin azeh om Rav Yaakov Idi om Rav Yochanan. Ramei Rav Yehuda. When we have machlok Ramei and Rav Yehuda, halach Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Rav Yosi. We have machlok Rav Yehuda Rav Yosi, halach Rav Yosi. Vein Tzarech Loiman, it goes without saying that we have machlokes from Rav Rabbi Yosi, that we have machlokes between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yosi. Certainly, Halach Rabbi Yosi, the Halach is going to be like Rabbi Yosi. Why? Because Hashtem Makom Rabbi Yehuda Leisa, if against Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Meir's view doesn't prevail, but Makom Rabbi Yosi, then against Rabbi Yosi, who's stronger even than Rabbi Yehuda, Mabaya, certainly Rav Meir's position will not prevail. Amar Rav Asi, Af Ani Loimed. I also can learn something from this previous statement. Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, if there's a machlok, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, halach Rav Yosi, the halach is going to be like Rav Yosi. Why? Dam Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, halach Rav Yehuda. If there's a machlok, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, we pass him like Rav Yehuda. So again we say, hashtem machlok Rav Yehuda leisi. Now if, when he argues, when Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon's position doesn't prevail, but machlok Rav Yosi's position, who's stronger than Rabbi Yehuda's position. Mibayi, is there a question that should prevail? Ask the Gemara, Boiluhu, Ramei Rab Shimimai. What's going to be our locks when we have a machloik between Ramei and Rab Shimon? Says the Gemara, Teiku, I don't know how to pass it. Now Rabbi Chanan has a very basic question in understanding this Gemara. Rabbi Chanan wants to know, how did Chazal come to these rules? Is Pshat that they went through every machloikis and shas that we had between these various mandamrim that were just mentioned in our Gemara, and they decided that in each specific case the halach is like Rabbi Yossi keneged Rabbi Shimon, the halach is like Rabbi Yossi keneged Rabbi Meir keneged Rabbi Yehuda, or is that they just said a general rule, and that general rule now we will apply to every case that we were faced with? So Rabbi Chanan says that certainly what happened was that they paskined a general rule without reviewing every single machloikis. Why? Because we see that some of the cases that they have machloikis in are machloikis in the not nageya lemaisa. Why? Because they're nageya kotshin, which is hilchos lemashicha. Yet we paskin, yet the Gemara is going to say that we paskin like one man domer. We never find that Chazal attempt to paskin a shaila which isn't relevant la halach lemaisa. So if they still said this rule, it's not because they looked at every case individually, it's just because they said a general rule that doesn't necessarily affect any specific case, and now it's for us to apply these general rules to every specific situation we're faced with.